Hello, welcome to Spruce Cast. I'm Divine Dominion and my voice brings to you words and thoughts that can refresh, refire, and reposition you. What I'll be talking about today is something that I've thought about over and over again to even share with you, but I look at it and I decide to put it off and then talk about something else. But today, I think I just have to talk about it so that I let it go until some other time, probably when I'm ready to say much more about it. I want to talk to you about common sense. Common sense. This is probably not the first time you are hearing about common sense, but it will be the first time probably you'll be listening to someone talk about it or even attempt to personally think about it and its worth. Webster has defined common sense as the ability to think and behave in a reasonable way and to make good decisions. It is sound and prudent judgment based on the simple perception of the situations and all the facts that are present. As common as the statement, use your common sense is, I like to say, like Dr. Amos once said, that common sense is the most uncommon kind of sense. Common sense is the most uncommon kind of sense. It is the kind of sense that we need to use most as it is required for our day-to-day activities and decision-making. And therefore, like it is called, it ought to be common. But the sad reality is, we both know it is not. It cannot be taught in schools. It can only be possessed naturally or cultivated through experiences of awareness or sharp observation. Have you ever seen a highly schooled, yes, educated person who is completely clueless about little and everyday stuff about life and being a human being generally? Have you? It's one thing to be full of knowledge and another thing to know the craft of applying the things you know to everyday little situations. We often find the first, but the second is really, really scarce. I'm not trying to talk down on the highest forms of education, but I'm arguing for the cultivation of common sense. The truth is, all the knowledge in the world is of little use to someone who does not know how to use it. An old story was told of a professor of mathematics in an England college was called the bookworm. Books were all he knew. He had very limited knowledge of common things. So one day, as he was going out, his wife asked him to call at the store and get some coffee while on his way back. So when he was done with what he went out to do, just before coming back, he called for the coffee. "How much coffee do you need, sir?" the seller asked him. The question was somewhat unexpected by the professor and related to a practical matter about which he knew little or nothing. So he answered after a while, "Well, I must say my wife did not tell me. Just give me as many packs as possible." You see, he was skilled in mathematics, but not in common sense calculations. In search of high-end skills and high sound learnings, most times we lose understanding of little human things that really matter. Can you think of a sophisticated person, at least one person, that you know who lacks common sense? Even if you can't remember one, you can at least attest to the fact that you've seen a situation where you feel someone is just unbelievably foolish. There are a number of ways to talk about common sense, but I've thought to talk to you about it like this, okay? There is need for you to be acquainted with common things as well as higher things. It is important to learn what to do as well as it is important to learn how to do it. Some have called common sense simple wisdom. That's perfect. Whatever you call it, in all your gettings, I want you to get common sense. Talk to you again soon.